From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. NPR News has learned that a federal court in Minneapolis will this afternoon unseal charging documents that implicate as many as 8 people in a broad terrorism investigation. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has the story.
The FBI is expected to reveal details of a year-long investigation into the recruitment of young men in the U.S. to fight with a terrorist group in Somalia. So far, 6 people have been arrested in the probe. Today's unsealed documents are expected to more than double that number. Officials say the young men were radicalized by the suspects here in the U.S. who were loosely linked to an Islamic militia called Al-Shabaab. They took it upon themselves to recruit for the group. Over the past 2 years, some 24 young men have traveled to Somalia from the U.S., trained in al-Shabaab camps, and fought alongside them there. A handful of them have died in the fighting. Al-Shabaab is on the U.S. government's list of terrorist organizations and is thought to have links to al-Qaeda. FBI agents say the case is one of the biggest terrorism investigations in the U.S. since the 9/11 attacks. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Sales of previously owned homes jumped 10% last month. The National Association of Realtors says the increase came at a time that home sales are usually sagging. The surge in sales was caused largely by a rush to take advantage of a federal tax credit for first-time buyers, which was set to expire but which has now been extended. The trade group's chief economist, Lawrence Yun, says the median price of homes sold last month was 7% lower than in October last year, but prices were up a bit in one region.
The tax credit dollar amount, $8,000, it carries a bigger weight in the Midwest, the affordable region of the country. So we are beginning to see prices actually turn up in the Midwest.
Yun says sales of existing homes were at their highest level in 2.5 years last month. At least 18 militants were killed when Pakistani security forces attacked areas in the northwestern part of the country where Taliban and Al-Qaeda militants are based. The offensive was backed by artillery and military helicopters. President Obama meets with top military and national security advisors this evening as he shapes a new U.S. strategy for Afghanistan. It will be the 10th such meeting Mr. Obama has convened in recent weeks. Also today, the president said he will convene a national science fair next year to honor young researchers. It's part of a new public-private partnership to boost science, math, and technology education, the need for which, Mr. Obama said, was made clear by what he saw on his recent trip to Asia.
There is a hunger for knowledge, an insistence on excellence, a reverence for science and math and technology and learning. That used to be what we were about.
Mr. Obama said scientists and engineers should stand side by side with athletes and entertainers as role models for young people. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 121 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is acknowledging that the date for Iraq's legislative election may have to be delayed until after January because of a dispute over the allocation of seats in the country's parliament. Clinton told reporters the U.S. diplomats are trying to help Iraqi leaders sort out their differences over an election law that must be enacted before the election can be held. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has released preliminary results of tests of imported Chinese drywall. The agency says it found that emissions from the drywall can corrode metal pipes in homes where it's used. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The federal finding confirms what earlier tests conducted by private firms have already established. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says a study of 51 homes determined that Chinese drywall emits hydrogen sulfide gas, which corrodes air conditioning coils, copper pipes, and ground wires in homes where it's present. Between 2004 and 2007, about a half billion pounds of Chinese drywall was imported and used in the construction of thousands of homes nationwide. Homeowners complained that the odors and gas emitted by the drywall cause headaches and sore throat, forcing many to move out of their homes. Members of Congress from Florida and Louisiana pressured the CPSC to investigate. The agency says federal researchers are still looking at whether there may be long-term health and safety issues. The CPSC says it's also working on developing a low-cost test for homeowners who suspect they may have toxic drywall. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The South Carolina Ethics Commission has released details of its investigation of the state's governor, Mark Sanford. He's facing 37 ethics charges that he broke state laws limiting official use of airplanes and involving campaign money. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.